1077 The Island. Would you shut that light, please?
No.
We've never needed it in the past.
No.
Why do suddenly we need the light on?
How long
have we been?
It allows me to take so much better pictures.
Laura, Robin, how long have we been doing this segment?
Since 1984.
And now only the last 2 weeks, Laura needs the light on. The pictures have been fine.
Honey, Granny needs a little light on this subject, okay?
So stick in the mud, Steve wants it dimmer than this. All right. I'm losing the battle in my own studio.
You're losing control. We've lost control.
How's Robin?
I am fine. How are you?
Voice for companion. I'm okay.
Look at all the fighting you just
fluorescent light stresses me out.
Oh my God, you're such a big baby. It's just for a short time until we get these cute pictures of this adorable pet. What is this?
The adorable adoptable pet of the week.
It really does look like a carrier with just a towel in it.
Yeah, it does.
But it's not.
I can't see it. I can't see it either. Better put on another light.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, my stars.
I'm gonna get a spotlight and put it on.
I haven't heard that since I went to Grandma's house.
That's right. We share it at my house, honey.
Would you like an oatmeal raisin cookie and some ribbon candy?
Hard candy that tastes like coffee?
The anticipation is killing me, Robin. What did you get?
What do you got? Come on. Look at you.
A return visitor because
when
we brought Hannibal last time, a couple months ago, Hannibal has had no interest.
Completely smoke-colored.
Nothing. And she's a little bit stressed. We've got a lot going on at the building, and she's a little bit stressed.
She might do better with dimmer lighting. I'm just saying. She looks nervous.
You're going to be dim lighted here in just about 5 seconds, my friend.
Wow, something's in the air this morning. What is the smoky cat's name?
This is Hannibal. We originally thought it was Hannibal, but then we went to, she kind of grew up a little bit more, and we went, Hannibal. Instead of Hannibal. We're a little stressed.
She's beautiful.
But this is the sweetest cat. When she warms up at the building, she absolutely loves everybody.
Yes. Oh, and look how long her whiskers are.
She looks like velvet.
She's very sweet. Yes, she's very soft. And absolutely no interest. Nothing.
Really.
And no shedding. I'm just petting, and there's no shedding here.
She's like a velvet Elvis painting, except gray.
And except she's not fat.
And she's not fat.
she's not wearing any sequins.
Oh, I think there's both fat Elvis and skinny Elvis velvet.
There is, but there's no jumpsuit involved here.
Thank God.
We've taken a very weird turn today.
Yes. How did you acquire this silky beauty?
You know, I don't know.
She just appeared on your doorstep?
I do not remember. You know, most of ours come from people who find them. The one Bergen that we had last week was found on someone's porch. We just find people bring them. We have volunteers that someone knows a volunteer. They're out in the cold, especially this time of the year. God, we get so many. They start to run together. I can't remember where they all come from.
How many animals in the shelter?
We have close to 30 now with the mom and the litter of puppies. So
that's a lot.
It's a lot. And I'm really going to stress adopting right now because we have some building renovations that absolutely need to take place with some roofing issues, and we've got to get some animals moved. So if you're thinking of adopting, please do. If you're thinking of fostering, please come and talk to us so we can get some of these animals moved. It's a lot less stressful to work on renovations when we don't have to stress out and move around these guys.
Right.
So anything would be appreciated.
I've asked you this before, and I don't remember the answer. With a shelter with 30 animals in it, what's the number of volunteers? How many are trying to navigate this?
Off and on, at last count, we had weekly, it's about 20-some, but if we call someone in, it could be over 40, doing various things from animals. where we get pet food ready to hand out. We have volunteers that just do that. We have volunteers that come in and clean, which is four times a day now minimum with dogs and puppies. If it were just cats, it'd be two or three.
I need a picture of that.
I know, right?
What came in as a nervous-looking cat has adopted Laura's shoulder.
Is now a monkey. Is now a monkey. Annabelle.
What a face. So if my math is right, it sounds like it's almost one animal per volunteer, if not 1.5.
Pretty much. Yeah, if we could get everybody in at the same time. But there's, we work. There's kind of a schedule of those that are able to come during the day. We're gonna find our usual spot behind your control board. Hi. Oh no, we're gonna hide in the corner.
What do you think's over there? Oh, really? That's funny. You're funny.
She's just climbing the wall.
You're funny.
In the studio window.
Oh.
Was that a curiosity thing or a fear?
That was an escape. Yes.
Yeah, that was an escape.
This is all unfamiliar.
Maybe she's not that crazy about Laura's shoulder.
All right.
She was just thinking, that'll put me more in line with the doorknob.
Yeah, that got me a little higher.
I can get out.
It's like a human ladder.
I can escape through a vent. Little James Bond going on.
Hi, baby.
You're all right.
You're so pretty.
Yep, she's all smoky gray. She's beautiful. She's, she is spayed, vaccinated, rabies vaccinated, microchipped. She's been tested for FELV, FIV.
She's got the works. You got the works, baby.
Yeah. Well, you could see photos of this beautiful gray cat, middle-aged. No, she's young.
No, she's young. She's not even a year old.
She's not even a year old.
She's
beautiful.
Probably about eight months now, maybe at the most.
And you said she does warm up once she relaxes?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. And she'd be a great lap warmer, so with the cold weather. And she likes football. So there you go.
Awesome.
Football.
Do you have any experience with toilet training a cat? I know it is possible.
I have actually seen it once or twice where someone actually taught him to go use the toilet and
learn how to flush it.
Well, they haven't even learned how to flush it, but at least use a toilet.
I've seen video of how you put the tray of litter under the toilet seat. Mm-hmm. And once they get used to that, you remove the tray and then you teach them to flush it and watch it go down. It's fascinating. I just thought if I was going to get a cat, I would invest in that. And the question is, are all cats capable of that or just some?
Oh, I think it's like dogs. Some just have a different level of understanding. I've seen dogs that are litter box trained. Mm. Not a big dog, obviously, but a small to medium dog, someone had litter box trained. So I guess it depends on what you want to put into it. So
my feeling is the ultimate roommate, if you're going to have a cat, she uses the toilet.
That'd be cool. Especially if they know how to flush.
Yeah, absolutely.
And mine would be able to clean and make supper. So I come home, everything's done.
That would be ideal. You could see beautiful photos of this beautiful cat. Gosh, these photos by Laura Hurley are lit perfectly by fluorescent lighting. And you can see them on 1077theisland.com. This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing the extraordinary every day for all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes, and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or ProTeamDesign.com. Hannah Bell, ready for adoption right now?
Absolutely. Just fill out an application. We'll talk to you about your home environment and what it would take to succeed for you and for her. And she can go home. And her adoption is only $75, and that covers everything that we just said.
I got to pet this beauty. Hi, baby.
She got such a pretty little face. And
yeah.
Big green
can
eyes.
You believe no applications? That's crazy.
No, that is crazy.
I would name her Nugget. I don't know why.
She's a little nugget. You're a little nugget.
Little fluff nugget.
Look at her. Whoa, okay. Yeah.
Oh, you're
wow,
good.
She's
you're good.
She's agile.
Very agile. She's on the tiniest of windowsills, and she's balancing.
Yeah.
Very narrow windowsill.
And she doesn't use her claws hardly at all.
She's saying, I heard about these cubbies with all these wires. I want to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her, Laura. She's climbing up the window.
Oh, my God.
It's not a Christmas tree, but it'll do, says Hannibal. Robin, thanks again for what you do.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure.
Brands, man. man's man, one man party in the morning.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Waking up with Fran's Man, One Man Party in the Morning on the island.